My car burned down in front of my house in mysterious circumstances. He told me that theoretically it was possible, however, having worked for over 30 years in the profession, he has never heard of such a case. I am discriminated against because I am a Christian. I have a strong resentment against the prosecutor's office. No one has even got interested, no one has come to take a picture or anything. They totally blew me off. I expect the country where I live to protect me. The fact that we are Christians does not justify discriminating against us. It does not erase us as citizens. We are entitled to the same rights as anyone else. It wasn't an accident that my car burned. The story of the evangelical Christian from Against the Tide TV, persecuted in Poland. Your car burned down. Thanks to God, the fire did not spread to your house where you and your children were. Please tell us how this happened and how all this started. I was very lucky that my house and all my property did not burn. Well, in the end of January 2020, my friend from Janów Lubelski and I decided to organize a screening of the film Genesis. It is a Christian film showing the biblical view of the origin of the world based on the book of Genesis. We were promoting the film here in the whole city. From that point on, I was no longer an anonymous person as a Christian, since I revealed my name and face. That's because we were sending invitations for this event to all those we could invite. At this moment, I became a recognizable person under this banner, the Christian banner. We started all the preparations, advertisements. All this began at that moment, at the time we got involved in this project. In the process of promoting the film, a strange incident occurred. While I was driving one of the cars that I've been using for my business activities, a wheel fell off. At the moment, I thought it was just an unfortunate event. But the tow truck driver who came to pick up the car told me later, after having it towed to the shop, it turned out that all the bolts were cut at the same length. It happens that the man who towed the car was an expert of the Polish Automobile and Motorcycle Federation. So I just asked him, what the probability of having bolts in a car cut in this way was. He said it was very, very rare. Simply bolts don't break all at once. Also, the film screening was attacked by a certain group of people who already during the show plastered the whole lobby and the surroundings with very vulgar and mocking leaflets and stickers, saying that the screening was hosted by a cult, that it was rubbish altogether, stop Chojecki, things against the New Covenant Church, etc. The next day, a full report of the event, including pictures, etc., appeared on the website belonging to the people who were involved in this act. So these people took credit for their actions. Nothing extraordinary was happening afterwards, until March the 3rd. That is about a week and a half to 2 weeks after the screening of the film, when in mysterious circumstances, my car burned down in front of my house. I was using it for work, it was a delivery truck. I used it all day long. I returned home about 6 p.m. I parked in front of my house and went inside. Then, after 8 p.m., it was already engulfed in flames, in mysterious circumstances. Despite the fact that we were at home, it was already night, we didn't even know that something like this happened. only when one of my neighbors who lives across from me was coming back home, noticed the fire, pulled up to our house, started honking and called the fire department. We ran out of the house, the car was already burning so intensely that there was no chance we could rescue or even extinguish it on our own. The car was parked literally a meter's distance from a wood pile. Our house is wooden too. The car was parked some 10 meters away from the house, and next to it another car was parked, the one that my wife drives. I managed to move that car and other cars I use for work to a safe distance, but in the case of this car, we were just standing and watching it burn. Fire department was called out to the fire. They came and extinguished it. The police came to the scene as well. The next day I went to the police station and made an appropriate statement concerning this event. I said that I didn't have witnesses and didn't know what had happened, and that I didn't have any particular enemies, but I was suspecting that it was strongly linked to the attack surrounding the screening of the film. It happened too soon for it to be a coincidence. There are no such coincidences when things fit together like this. Because of the internet report I found after the screening, and on the basis of those leaflets that were distributed during the event, I even listed potential suspects. For a long time after the car burns down, the police were inactive. There were no visible signs of interest. The car burns down, but no technician came on the next day. Nobody was taking any pictures. Nobody got interested in the matter at all. So out of my own initiative, I went to the Polish Automobile and Motorcycle Federation expert. By the way, it was the same person who towed my car after the wheel fell off. And I asked him, what is the probability that a car, parked, locked and sitting motionless in a parking spot, would spontaneously burn down? He said that theoretically it was possible, but during his over 30 years of work experience, he had never heard of such a case. I think that a third party must have been involved in the burning down of this car, though I have no evidence to support it. Therefore, I cannot personally accuse anyone. But I have a strong resentment against the prosecutor's office, which has not initiated any investigation into this matter. No one has got interested that I, a citizen who works and pays taxes, I am expecting that the state where I live will protect me. No one has even got interested. No one has come to take a picture or anything. They totally blew me off. Totally. A month later, I received a response from Mr. Prosecutor that he refused to initiate an investigation due to lack of elements of criminal offense. Documents that I obtained later from the prosecutor's office clearly imply that they had received an official request from the police to initiate proceedings concerning destruction of property, yet the prosecutor did not take action. This event around the burnt car that took place in the beginning of March was not the last one. Afterwards, other events took place. They did not involve destruction of property, but it was an attack by means of reports on me, my family, and what I do to institutions that I am connected with. The reports that I just mentioned is an evident act of discrimination on the basis of confession. In this case, what was used against me and my wife was the fact that we were foster parents and had children of strangers under our care to attack us on the basis that we were not Catholics. I mean, I am not a Catholic. And because I got involved with the New Covenant Church, it is clearly shown here that there are attempts to discredit me in the eyes of the society, precisely because I am involved with the New Covenant Church and against the Tide TV. The overall scale of persecution against us is huge. Personally, I think that the fact that the prosecutor's office has done nothing in relation to that fire, that no action has been taken, in a way emboldened that group of people to continue harassing us. I'm just thinking that had any action been taken then, perhaps nothing more would have happened. For this reason, I decided to go public with this. I would like to make an appeal. The fact that we are Christians does not justify discriminating against us. It does not erase us as citizens. We are entitled to the same rights as anyone else, regardless of our religion or what we believe in, whether we are atheists, Christians, Muslims, or anyone else. Everyone is entitled to the same law, especially that we pay taxes legally, and we are entitled to legal protection. I suppose that these people's goal is to see a tragedy actually happen, as my case is not unique. I know that many people involved with the New Covenant Church and against the Tide TV are harassed by these people. Property is destroyed, cars are destroyed, mirrors get ripped off, criminal threats are made, threats on the internet. There is a lot of this going on. It is not simply my individual case. We have published a report dealing with this topic on the internet.
The discrimination against and persecution of evangelical Christians on the example of the New Covenant Church in Lublin and against the Tide Television.
We did not receive any response to the report from the Polish authorities. No Polish medium was interested in the case either. We only received a response to our report from the US Department of State. I have this hope that someone at some point will stand up for us, since our Polish state, despite having such a duty, does not. And that's the saddest thing in all of this, the fact that we Polish citizens cannot feel safe in our own country. Our report was published on August the 24th, 2020. The interview was conducted on September the 11th, 2020. It was only after the publication of our report that the District Prosecutor's Office in Janów Lubelski actually initiated an investigation. On September the 23rd, 2020, the Prosecutor's Office summoned Grzegorz Dolecki as the victim to provide additional explanations. Without your media and legal support, evangelical Christians in Poland will continue to be persecuted. Help us, do not be indifferent.